Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quenice Petway, and I'm inviting you to check out my interactive book, A Glimpse of Our Father, Lessons Parenthood Reveals for All of God's Children. Each encouraging lesson illuminates God's forgiveness, guidance, plan, presence, and unfailing love for you. It's available on my website, which is aglimpseofourfather.com, and most online platforms where books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 20, verse 7.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Growing up, most of us are taught that education is the golden ticket. Study hard, go to college, get a career, and that will be what you need to succeed. In adulthood, many are told to broaden their network, join this group or that group, and make as much money as you can while you're at it. These will be the resources you need to reach optimal success. In other words, place your trust and hopes in these sources. While education is important and having a supportive network has its benefits and finances are necessary, ultimately we have to recognize our true source and resource is the Lord. Today's passage was written by David while he was king and was praying for victory in battle. The events of 2 Samuel chapter 10 were believed to have prompted this prayer that we find in our verse of the day, Psalm 20, verse 7. In 2 Samuel 10, King Nahash had died. He was the king of the Ammonites. And David wanted to express his condolences to his son, Hanan, because Nahash had been loyal to David. But when David's men arrived to express sympathy, Hanan's commanders put doubt in his mind about David's motives. They believed David's men were there to spy out the land so that they could conquer it. So instead of embracing David's ambassadors, Hanan ended up shaving off half of the men's beards and cutting their robes at the buttocks area, therefore exposing and humiliating them. This angered David. And when Hanan realized he had angered David and they would be going to war, his method was to beef up his army. He figured if he had a larger army, he could defeat David. Hanan hired 20,000 Aramean foot soldiers, 1,000 from the king of Maacah, 12,000 from the land of Tob. There were a total of 33,000 soldiers. And so, let me just say this. Meanwhile, Joab and Abishai, who were David's men, prayed that God's will would be done in the battle. They invited the Lord into the battle. So let's just remember that. They prayed and they invited the Lord into the battle and God gave them a strategy. So with this strategy, the Aramean men went before the Ammonites. So once David and his men got to the Aramean men, they got intimidated and they ran away. And so when the Ammonites saw this, they ended up retreating. Then the Arameans said, oh, no, we're not going to be defeated. We're going to regroup, add some additional troops, and get into battle with David and his men again. See, they were relying on their horses and chariots and manpower. However, when they went to engage in battle again, the Arameans ended up fleeing and ultimately surrendered to Israel, and they became their subjects. And so, like I said, Joab and Abishai, David's men, had prayed in advance that God's will be done in the battle and invited the Lord in. When God provided them with a strategy, that strategy led to the ultimate victory. Of course, they too had war appropriate weaponry and soldiers, but their true weapon was having the Lord on our side. Psalm 21 verse 7 says, "For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken." See, nations tend to rely on their weapons and armies, and let that be their definition of strength. But history has shown us that just as nations rise, they also fall. Their power doesn't last. It isn't eternal. Conversely, God's power and victory withstands the test of time, and it is eternal. Therefore, we can place our trust in his power, might, and strength, which ultimately leads us to success. It is God who is able to help preserve us, and so we can therefore place our trust and confidence in him. And so while most of us are not facing literal wars in our lives, we do face battles and struggles and circumstances that require that we place our trust in the Lord. Have you ever found yourself placing your trust in your intellect, bank account, job title, or membership affiliation? Let us be reminded as children of God to place total trust in him, and with him, we cannot fail. Do you ever find yourself getting intimidated by someone that appears to be richer, smarter, or more qualified? Remember this, Deuteronomy 20 verse 1 says, "When you go out to war against your enemies and see horses, chariots, and an army larger than yours, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, is with you." So this is a reminder to remember who God is and all that he has already done in your life. Look back over those times where you have seen him help you be successful, and you know that it was nothing but him that led to your success. 1 Chronicles 5:20 says, "And because they cried out to God in battle, they were helped against their enemies, and the Hagarites and all their allies were delivered into their hands because they put their trust in God. He answered their prayers." If your enemy seems great, remember that God is greater. One other story to consider is David and Goliath in David's younger days. So, of course, our verse of the day talked about David once he grew up and became king. But when David was younger, he faced Goliath. Goliath was a 9 foot 9 inches tall giant, and David was just a little boy with the courage to trust the Lord. He ended up slaying Goliath with a slingshot and a rock. He trusted the Lord to deliver him and his people from what appeared to be a larger enemy, and the Lord did just that. In the natural, one would have thought that Goliath's height and strength could have easily defeated little old David, but that was not so. And so what does it mean for us to trust in the Lord? Our passage talks about some trusting in their chariots, some trusting in their horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. This means to place confidence in, to recall God's character, his nature, his abilities. Some versions of this passage say some boast in the Lord, and so take pride in him. Not our own ability or strength or anything else's ability or strength. And the same is true. Some versions say, as far as the horses and chariots go, some take pride or boast in. But we have to remember to take pride and boast in the Lord. Our passage of the day has a twofold message. First, we can place complete trust in the Lord and not our possessions, position, or power. And secondly, God is able to defeat those situations, people, places, or things that appear to possess more, have higher positions, or be more powerful than we are. God is our source and ultimate resource for victory and success, and he is everything that we need. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that you are our true source for victory. Please forgive us for the times when we have placed our hope in anything other than you. When we are tempted to think that our help comes from our positions, possessions, or affiliations, quickly remind us that it is only in you that we have true success. When we are discouraged and think that our enemies are too great, remind us that greater are you that is in us than he who is in the world. We love and praise your wonderful name. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.